Now, friends, as we come to the third chapter of 2 Peter, we have here three really major divisions in this one chapter. The first one is the attitude toward the return of the Lord, a test of apostates, and that's in the first four verses. And then we have from verses 5 through 13, the agenda of God for the world. And then finally, an admonition to believers, verses 14 to 18. Now, I want to begin reading at verse 1 of chapter 3 of 2 Peter. This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both of which I stir up your pure minds by way of remembrance. Now, this is another remarkable chapter that Simon Peter has written here. And he now makes it very clear that he is the writer of the epistle. I think that we can understand that when he says this second epistle, beloved. And I, too, like to use that expression because that's the term we should use for believers especially. And then those that are going to become believers. And that's the reason I use it on the program, and many have commented on it very favorably, and we appreciate that. This second epistle, beloved, that's Simon Peter, you see. It wasn't original of me, that's for sure. And he says, I write unto you, in both of which I stir up your pure minds. And the word pure here should be sincere. That's better than the word pure. Because I don't think the saints back in those days had minds any purer than we have them today, and I haven't found anyone yet that I thought had a pure mind. Now, I know that'll strike fire somewhere, but if you feel like you have, it's just because then I haven't met you, and I probably may have that opportunity, and if I do, then I'll meet somebody with a pure mind. But I know that there's a cult in Chicago that began there. And I'm not going to call it by name because I get in trouble when I speak of any of these cults by name. But it majored in contemplation. That is, instead of having a big temple, as many of the cults do, or very impressive buildings, they had places fixed with little booths. And you'd go in there and think beautiful thoughts, you see. They have these booths, and they have beautiful pictures there, and the furnishings are rather plush, and everything is there for your comfort to make you feel good, and everything around you is lovely, and you're to sit there, and you are to think pure thoughts. Well, I read that when I was in Chicago many years ago, and I thought I'd try that out. Now, I didn't want to go over to that cult. So I sat in my hotel room. Now, it had pictures on the wall. They weren't masterpieces, that was for sure. And the room was a nice room, but it wasn't anything special. But I sat there, and I said, now I'm going to think some beautiful thoughts. And you want to know something? I could think of the meanest, dirtiest things I've ever thought of in my life. My friends, our minds are not what you call pure minds today. And so what he means here is sincere. These were genuine believers that were already appearing in the midst of apostates that were slipping in, as he said at the beginning. They come in secretly. And now he goes on and he says, I want to stir up your sincere minds by way of remembrance. Now, it's not something new. He's going to talk to them about something they knew, but he wants to stir up their memory on this. A man said to me, he says, I have a good memory. He says, the problem is, it's my forgettery that's a good, too. Well, that's the problem many of us had. And by the way, Simon Peter had that problem also. And he could tell us about this from experience, you see. You remember when he denied our Lord that night? In that crowd that night, he forgot all about the fact that the Lord Jesus said he would deny him. And we are told over in Luke, the 22nd chapter, the 61st verse, and I'm reading it now. And the Lord turned and looked upon Peter. And Peter remembered the word of the Lord. how he had said unto him, before the cock crow, thou shalt deny me thrice. Peter forgot all about that, you see. He remembers now the word of the Lord. He had the same frailty that we have. And so he says, I want to stir up your pure minds, your sincere minds, by way of remembrance.